Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I forgot I used that intro. Well, welcome to Manifest Monday, live with Jillian Harris. I had forgotten that I decided to use a drum intro today, but it was appropriate.
That was fun.
That was good. I like that. I think I have a new intro now. I mean, it just sounds, it
like
feels
it.
Like Warrior Woman.
Yeah.
So,
that's interesting. That's what we were talking about, too. Oh,
yeah, I was just talking about clubbing people over the head. No, we weren't, folks. We were manifesting peace and prosperity. But we're also manifesting a win for Jillian on Naked and Afraid. Naked and
right.
Afraid, is that what it's called?
Well, that's what inspired me to want to do a wilderness show. So I really don't care what wilderness show it is. And to be perfectly honest, I think I want to have my clothes on.
Well,
I have
yeah,
given
and,
this
and,
deep, deep, deep thought, I want my clothes on. Because it's difficult enough, any of that stuff.
Well, yeah, clothes protect you from
briars
and brambles and random snakes falling on your head.
But
not only that, the word afraid is not a very manifesty word. Think about it.
No, it's not. Well, it's not the word you want to manifest anyway. I'll put it like that.
No.
Yeah. 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 Interesting. Yeah. See, then there's that. So there are plenty of other wilderness.
Other options
out there.
And you know what? If there aren't any, we can make one.
Yeah, then there's that, which I'm kind of about to do. I've got some footage of me doing some nature-esque stuff as I'm on my, you know, quest to learn how to be the coolest diva survivalist ever. And so I'm vlogging some things, but I haven't posted anything yet, but I'm gonna. And I'm like, you know what? I need to do this once a month. I need to share my journey because most of it's funny.
I love it. I love it.
I know.
And you know, we were talking earlier before the show started about the bow that you're having custom made. That just made me I just wanted to bend over and bow at you. You know, that was very
thank
cool.
you. See, folks don't know, I inherited 3 bows from my Uncle Bob, and he was a competitive target archer. So he never hunted or anything, but he likes target shooting, and so he would do competition with that. And these bows that he would use, so he's handed them down to me, they're vintage. They're like, you know, 50, 60 years old. Back in the day when a bow would be beautiful, curved, artistically, you know, crafted woods, different kinds of wood put together to make this bow that weighs like 20, 30 pounds. And it's designed so that it's better able to give you stability and able to, you know, ability to aim better. But you have to have some strength, too. And nowadays, your bows are light as a feather, you know, so you really can run around and do stuff with them. But so the biggest one that I have is I think it's for pulling 60 pounds of weight, which has nothing to do with what the bow itself weighs. The bow itself probably weighs about 30 pounds. And it is a Black Widow, and it's autographed. And that's supposed to be like a $1,000 bow. So even though the bow that I'm going to have designed, it weighs light as a feather, and I'll probably get really addicted to it because it's going to be so easy, I really want to master the state of the art. It's like I was telling people, it's like going to pulling up to the archery range in the first or second Bentley ever.
Nice.
Right. And people are like, oh my God, can I see that? So it's cool, and it's cool to master it too. But so I want a bow that that pulls from the my heritage in terms of being Cherokee and African. Those two things, I want to see that in a bow, in a nice, light, run around and, you know, shoot at stuff bow.
Shoot at
and so
stuff.
The person who makes them And so I'm going to have him make me one, and I can't wait. I'm ecstatic for that.
That's kind of exciting.
It
is. Because you're basically, you're building your dream life as you go. You're manifesting it.
Yeah.
Because you've told the universe what you want.
Right.
And now you're taking the steps necessary, because a lot of people think that manifesting is magic, and it is. Yeah, I'm not going to say that it's not, but manifesting isn't something that you just, you know, it's not like a genie in a bottle. You can't just say, oh, I wish for this, I want for that, and it magically appears. There's a certain amount of work that goes into it, whether it's mental work, spiritual work, or physical work.
Right.
And you're doing that. You're creating your dream.
Yes. Yes. And so the thing, though, that's most profound to me, my biggest takeaway on this particular manifestation, is to get to the core of it. So it's not that I wanted to manifest being an archer. I didn't even know I wanted to be an archer. The core of it, what's really being manifested at the core, is me being a free spirit, having something that I had a passion for that gave me physical fitness, that wasn't too grueling. Although sometimes, you know, because, see, people don't understand, you shoot the arrows, right, and you aim at the big bale of hay thing, right, out there. But when you miss it, it can go a long way. And arrows are expensive. So you got to go get all your arrows.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Oh, yeah. That's where I get my steps in. That's where the Fitbit's working overtime. And it becomes a really good start of my day. And I just
realized, also a good incentive to hit your target.
That, too. You don't walk quite as far. I'm just trying to go 30 meters, you know, not 180. Indeed. And repeatedly, you know, because I shoot for about 2 hours a day. Yeah. So,
wow. So how many arrows do you have?
Right. That's a good point, too. So I like to go with maybe like 20 or 30 arrows. But the problem is there might be other people who are working with the same distance as I am. And so we all have to look at each other and say clear before we go to collect our arrows as part of a, you know, don't hurt anybody thing. It's a rule. You don't, you know, nobody wants to be shooting while somebody's going to collect their arrows.
Yeah,
so,
that's not a good idea.
Yeah, so a lot of people only go with like maybe half a dozen arrows. So if I can get an area of the range, and I go early now, I'm like, you know, crack of dawn, so I can do it with nobody else around me, and I could go ahead and just shoot, you know, all 20 arrows, because I just like to fire. I like to fire fast. I don't like to aim long. Yeah, I like it because I want my aim to become something that's my body is doing it. My body is aiming where my brain is not even thinking. So, and that's what's beginning to be developed, where I don't even have to figure out the formula. My body's figuring it out.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all kinds of exciting. I love it.
That is really cool.
Yeah, I know. And I get my blue and green. Oh, my God, talk about stepping right into what today's colors are.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. I totally get my blue and green. Do you want me to talk about a little bit about the blue and the green?
I do.
Oh, man, because it's interesting. I don't know, when I came up with them, I don't know. He said, what colors are we going to do? But in simple terms, blue and green, and well, they're the objectives that I look for in terms of the color psychology that I want, or color therapy that I want when I want relief, or if I simply, and or if I want to nurture myself, one or the other, or both. So blue, my quick go-to on it is from the sky, that particular blue, because, you know, different blues have different effects.
Yes,
the deeper
they do.
The blue, yeah, the more almost sterile in the authoritarianism that it can get to. And then the green from plants is, you know, from nature around you and stuff. So that kind of blue and that kind of green. And so when you look at them independently and you think about the blue, and that sky blue, and that's relaxing. That kind of blue is calming, and it's and supportive in terms of its energy. And then the green aims directly from the heart chakra. Oh, and then the backup, the blue, that's throat chakra, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
It's going to tend to make us what we're feeling. It's going to make us communicate from that same place, right, from that relaxed, calm place. So then the green comes from the heart chakra, and it's bouncing that energy back and forth between the heart and the source of the green where you're getting it. And all of this is happening, like you're getting it from the trees and the leaves and the grass. But we don't even realize that's happening. We don't get, just like the sun is giving us vitamin D, and that's doing urgent stuff for our body, but it's not like we're going, oh, I feel vitamin D coming into my body
yeah.
now. And, you know, oh, I love that feeling. Now, we don't even notice that this important stuff is happening. So it's affecting us, and it's affecting our emotion because, you know, it's a heart chakra color. And then it does this other thing where it's encouraging like a sense of peace and security, which to me, when I think about it, it's in alignment with the heart chakra, which is love center. Love is sourced by the creator of all things. So, of course, there would be a sense of security, you know, and enough to be at peace and feel safe enough, you know, to rest and evolve and renew, which is what green is about. So when you really think about it, all of that is happening. And green is also giving us a sense of abundance. And then when you stop and think about abundance, I love abundance. I don't like the word abundance.
Oh, shake your bun and dance.
Exactly. Oh my God. But so, yeah, and you know, that's more than just about money. It's about having enough, or more than enough, really, of every single thing that is good. That's
yes,
abundance
yes.
in its truest form. And so then, if you're in a place where you can take in green and blue, and I think about people in cities, like cities, like Manhattan, you know, like New York, where they might
big,
not...
Big, congested
yeah,
cities.
Yeah, like cement, a lot of cement. And I just have to say, I'm so sorry, but if you can find some green, because I know you can find the blue if it's a nice day, you know, out there, but to manifest it, and then if you can't, you got to close your eyes and make it happen within so you can conjure the energy of the blue and the green that we've been talking about. So doing that, the byproduct is going to be, you know, a silent force that gives you limitless power. That's what that kind of nurturing does for us. But so then, when you think about that, it leads us right into chrysicola.
I love the way that word sounds.
Yeah.
It
the way
feels.
The way it's spelled. Oh, feels.
Well, it just feels like a fun stone.
Right. It does, doesn't it? Chrysicola. Totally. Totally. Almost makes you thirsty.
Oh, yeah. The cola part.
Yeah. Although, yeah, it's healthier than that, though.
Yes, it is.
Yes, definitely. And it's about limitless magnificence. I friggin' love chrysicola. And when you look at a stone, like I love, you know, I've been doing a lot of beads and stuff and making intention beads and things like that. So I'm looking at them around the round spheres. And when I look at them, they look like little globes in like the earth. And not necessarily any other planet, but earth, because it's the stone is green and blue. So the green, you know, looks like the little continents, and the blue looks like the oceans, except for, you know, the continents are all shaped weird.
I'm going to have to find me some chrysicola because
yeah.
This is definitely a Be Unique stone.
Yeah.
It's got our colors of our logo.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, we use the globe in our logo.
Oh, my gosh.
So
This is
awesome.
Yeah, definitely. It has those two colors. And what's interesting to me is the big takeaway on chrysicola is silent power, yours in particular, your silent power. You might be thinking, what good is power if it's silent?
If you've ever seen a tiger or a panther or cougar, lion stalking its prey, it's silent, and you can see the power in every stride it takes. Even, you know, if you've ever watched any of these wildlife shows, when you've got a big cat, it doesn't just take steps. It may take I've even seen this with large fishing birds, like great blue herons do this.
Right.
They stand on 1 foot, or in the case of a lion, usually 3 feet, and 1 foot is like twitching, going, you know, just kind of the animal's rocking a little bit. As what they're doing is they're mimicking their prey, or they're gauging, and they're getting coiled inside, and they're bringing all that power for one leap.
Wow.
And my cat does that. He'll do that when he wants to get on my lap. He'll stand on 2 feet, and he'll come up, and 1 foot leans on my leg, and the other foot just taps, like tap. excuse me, madam, but your lap is vacant, and I really would like to have I want a little tiny spot of your lap, which of course is to take the entire lap. But I don't mean to intrude. I don't mean to interrupt you, but just a little bit. And then as soon as I say, do you want to come up? It's like, pow, he jumps right up into my arms, and there we go.
Right, right. Yeah.
No, silence. There's actually, I think, more power in silence than there is in noise, because any woman who's ever given her husband or her significant other, any person who's ever given their significant other the silent treatment.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one thing that in radio we can't stand. You know, we don't want any white space. We got to have every inch of our show must be filled up with noise. However,
dead air.
At one time, my husband and I gave each other the silent treatment for 3 days. Because we're both Aquarius.
Right.
And I don't even know what happened, but there was a point where we both thought, oh, he needs space. She needs space. I'm getting out of here. You know, and we walked around each other on eggshells for 3 days.
Right.
And then finally, one of us, I don't remember who, because this was 20 years ago, one of us said, do you still need space, or can I get a hug? I really would like a hug right now. And we're like, space, I'm giving you space. I didn't need space. Why are you doing this?
Right.
We didn't even know. It was early in the relationship. We were trying really hard to be good Aquarius people in a couple, which is not easy. It's not easy at all.
Right.
But
if I'm reading it right, you got the byproduct of the magic to compassionate, silent power.
And since then, we've learned, all we have to do is say, I would like a moment of silence, please. I'd like a little space. Jillian, we have a caller.
Awesome.
I'm going to see who it is. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good.
What is your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
Catherine.
Catherine,
hi,
welcome
Catherine.
To the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
New York. Okay.
Oh,
did you have a question about manifesting?
Kind of. I know somebody that I would like to collaborate with. I'm just not sure how to go about kind of putting it together. Do you have any advice or insight?
So you're working on a project?
Yes.
Or you want to work on a project, you have a skill or a craft. Can you tell me what field it is?
I have a project, the idea for it, let's say.
Okay.
And yeah, there is someone that I would like to approach about, you know, kind of putting it together with me.
So you would be a partner with this person?
Pretty much, yes.
And is this person somebody that is a friend of yours, or just an associate that you respect how they work and that's why you want to partner with them?
An associate, and I'm kind of building a bit of a friendship as well.
Okay. What's in that friendship? Is there something extra?
No.
Okay. Just checking. So,
yes.
I was just checking. So you are wondering how to manifest this union?
Right, yes.
And have you talked to them about it?
A little bit. I don't know what's keeping me from, like, just full-on saying, here it is.
Is there
Let's
a fear?
Put it together. Yeah,
is
I
there,
don't know. It's,
yeah. Is it a fear? Are you not trusting the person?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. So let me ask this, because I want to know exactly how we can help you. Are you calling for a stone, a color, an energy to help, or are you also looking for the law of attraction tools that go beyond that in terms of how you would hold it within yourself to create what you'd like?
Oh, I love the energy of attraction, the law of attraction rule.
Okay.
I'd love some insight on that.
Okay, so that then starts with, and you know what, Mary, don't you please interrupt me. You know you can, right?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm just enjoying.
Awesome.
I'm sitting back enjoying the power
okay.
of silence.
Okay, awesome. Well, I just got very intrigued by this because one of the things I'm sensing is your own comfort in making this happen. Are you really, really ready to make not only the union happen, but your project come to fruition? Is it time now?
So you're saying it might be just like timing, like I want to do it, but maybe it's just not time to push forward with it right now?
Why wouldn't it be time?
Oh, no. Well, I will jump in here for just a second.
Okay.
And what I would highly suggest, Catherine, I think you need to get yourself a manifest journal if you don't already have one.
Yeah.
And it can be just a piece of paper but I recommend an actual journal that you designate as your manifest journal, because what I'm sensing along the way is this project is going to change, and this project will change your relationship with this other person, because now instead of just being a person, you know, it's going to be a partner of sorts, and there will be a certain intimacy involved that comes with any kind of collaboration, because that's
right.
Basically what a collaboration is. It's
right.
An intimate act of working together.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend that you write down what it is you want, but you've got to be very specific with the way you use your words with manifesting. Nothing negative can ever be in it. And sometimes, and I'm sure Jillian can agree, certain negative words camouflage themselves as positive. In fact, that's one of the reasons my husband and I got a divorce, because he kept not wanting a divorce and kept telling me, I don't want a divorce. Well, mm-hmm. Guess what happened? He manifested a divorce. However, in this particular case, I would say something along the lines of, I, meaning Catherine, I enjoy my collaboration with whomever this other person is, and name the person in your journal.
Yep.
And name your project. For instance, I'll give you one of mine that I've just finished manifesting. I enjoy my collaboration with Jennifer on my first book. And now I am at the point where I'm ready to get my book out there. And it's been 20 years in the making because I never had the courage to just state it and put it out there. And I think that's the key, is you have to find the courage within yourself to say, this is what I'm doing. This is what I want. But don't say it in terms of want. You say it in terms of, I am doing this project with this person. I enjoy working with this person. This person and I, absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, with my affirmations, I turbocharge them with a couple more elements. I keep the positivity that and present tenseness that Mary just expressed, and I start with an I am. So that I'm really for sure planted in right now, I am, and then I add an emotion word. I am grateful is a great one to fall back on.
Yes,
you know, I am grateful to be, you know, engaged in. Find a word, a verb, a doing word. So I am grateful to be creating awesome product with Jane or Bob or whoever, you know, in our new company. And by doing this, you know, there needs to be a way that your good fortune, you know, from this affirmation being already given to you and being done, and it's here now, it also needs to circle back around and have a positive effect on someone or others. So can you tell me, whatever, you don't have to say what your product or what your, project is, but can you in any way explain how you being successful at it, how that benefits other people?
They can learn from it.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's important, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that needs to, you know, that's part of, you know, just the way that creation works. It's really never just for one person. It is all for one, one for all. Like, you know, one person has a good day, and it's a trickle effect, you know, ripple effect through the whole, all of life. So one of the things I heard in the journaling is to pick a date. When do you want this to happen by? And then what are the steps that you need to take to make that happen? And it's your project, so if you need to adjust your dates and things like that as you go along the way, then that's what you do. But you want to pick a date and then pick a plan of how to move forward. What does that feel like for you to hear?
Just very liberating and very, just, you know, there is an element of gratefulness. Just even to that process, I feel it makes the anxiety go away.
Right. And that's like part of what it's for anyway. You know, it's that whole goal thing. It's really, it's not the end goal, that really it's for the journey and what we get to do in terms of evolving in our human experience and there's a spiritual experience in this incarnation.
Wow. Well, that
That's
is awesome. Really powerful.
Well, if you would like more, I would love to do a free consultation with you. You could be my person today. I mean, it doesn't have to be today. In fact, it can't be today, but we can certainly make arrangements. But if you reach out to me. And so last time I did this, I thought I was giving an easier email address, but we're just going to stick with the old JillianHarrisWorldwide@gmail.com. And it's Jillian with a G. Harris, like Kamala, worldwide, @gmail.com. And if you emailed me there, then we could make arrangements. And on the phone, we would do a 30-minute free consultation and hopefully come up with a plan. My intention would be to come up with some sort of plan of action that you could leave, hang up the phone and move forward with to take a step to, bringing your what you have planned into fruition.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you both. That's amazing.
Oh, you're welcome. And definitely follow up with Jillian, and she can help bring you into the full manifesting of your project.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Oh,
you're
welcome.
We
thank you for calling.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you. So awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
And you're more than welcome to stay on the line. We're going to just keep talking about, I think we had stopped at the power of silence. And,
right. And we were in the Chrysocolla.
Yes.
We were in the Chrysocolla. But here's where I was going with the power of silence. We were talking about that. I was about to go to the example of a powerful leader. And, you kind of want to think politics sometimes, but like if folks really thought even, I don't want to say smaller because this is huge too, but people like in workplaces, like where you have those leaders who are just great bosses, managers and whatnot, and the folks that work for them or with them would do, and like they feel like they work with them and rather than for them, and would do anything. They don't even have to, they never have to yell. They can whisper anything that they want to get done, and people would gladly jump at it. And the reason, because this kind of person has a true, authentic, like compassion for everybody around them. Like they actually care. They care about their team. That one for all for one mentality shines through from the experience of this person, not, in their actions, not just their words, right? And so their team then, they say, hey, I need to move all the chairs over there. Everybody jumps up and moves all the chairs over there without any questions. Hey, I think we need to move the chairs back. Well, jump up and move the chairs back, Whereas, certain other managers are like, God, I had to ask them 28 times today to move the freaking chairs.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's like an example. And I think, so this, Chrysocolla is a stone that enhances, that it encourages us to be that too, to get quiet, actually. It's a very, it promotes level-headedness, because you get silent and you actually start to pretend, to participate from your heart place.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. It's incredibly powerful. It is awesome during turbulent times, if you want to calm down, if you want to get your nervousness under control, if you're feeling irritable, it's a great stone to go to because all of that is the opposite, is going to bring you the opposite of what it is you actually want in the first place.
Well, yeah, and that's also the secret to manifesting,
right?
Is knowing what you want and what you don't want, but knowing how to express it. Just like
right.
I said, my ex-husband, he just kept throwing the word divorce around in casual conversation and asking questions. Are you going to let them cause us to get a divorce? And there was no us. There was no them. There never was a them. But it was just bizarre how he kept planting that seed in my head.
Yeah.
And so eventually, I had since enough to sit down and ask the universe, what's this all about? What's going on here? And I found out that what it was time.
Right.
It was just
but
time.
But you planted the whole energy of the D word.
Yeah, yeah.
He planted it, and then he watered it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he, like, kind of, like, pruned it a little bit.
For years.
Oh, my goodness.
For at least 3 years.
Yeah.
So that helped me understand after I got away from all that. I put myself in that power of silence for a long time.
Right.
And I did a lot of meditating and praying and thinking and contemplating. And then I started learning how to manifest. And when I started learning how to manifest, I realized exactly what had happened. So many people don't understand that they, and just like with Catherine, her manifesting is going to be partially dependent upon this other person being willing to collaborate with her. And there are other ways that she can make sure that she gets, maybe that person isn't the person, so maybe she should just tell the universe, I want a powerful, gentle, kind, loving collaborator to help me with this project. And if it's that particular person, that person will step up.
And even better is the result of that. What do you get from having that kind of collaboration? To go to the heart of that, because that's what she's really wanting.
Right.
It's what does that feel like?
The end result is to educate other people.
Right. And to seek to create that end result could potentially mean, because I don't know what her project is. It may absolutely need another person, you know what I mean? But it could potentially mean that there is no collaborator.
She's a gymnast and she needs somebody to hold her up.
Right. Yeah, totally. Totally. I have no idea what the project is. But I'm just saying it could come in so many other, my archery thing, that certainly did not start like that.
Exactly. And now you're depending on someone to help you by creating another bow that will take you to another level.
Right. Yeah, another experience with it, yeah.
And I have found that as I manifest one thing, I want something different that supports that first thing. I mean, Be Unique is a prime example. When Jennifer and I sat down at lunch the day that we decided whatever we did, it had to be unique.
Right.
We were just going to create a digital magazine. We weren't even going to print it. It's just going to be digital.
Okay,
then people started asking for print copy, so we print on demand. Then people started asking, well, can you do an audio version? And do you want to do a podcast? Why don't you talk to people? You've got next thing, we have now 7 shows on our radio show, 7 different podcasts.
Amazing.
And bringing 3 more in by the end of the summer.
Amazing.
And we also do documentaries. We've hosted events prior to COVID, of course. And I still look at this and go, wait, this just started out with 2 old ladies sitting down at lunch going, what are we going to do for the rest of our lives?
Right.
How are we going to pull this off? You know, what are we going to do? And
right.
Now here we are. We're basically in the midst of a movement.
Yeah.
Never in my life did I dream that it would get this far. But it's also everything I've ever dreamed of doing.
That
there's
it would
nothing
get this good.
Yeah.
Of course it would, when you put it like that, huh?
Exactly.
Right.
And, I mean, I've had people come up to me 20 years after I told them, one day I'm going to have my own talk show, I'll be hosting my own talk show radio.
Right.
I'd forgotten I even mentioned it. And some of the things that we manifest very casually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's proof of how your words are put out to the universe. If I'd fully been trying to manifest this, Be Unique would have been started years ago. But I didn't have the capacity to put all the components together, like you said, the gratitude,
it wouldn't have been as good
the end
or whatever.
Result.
It wasn't time.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I've always been a big believer in divine timing.
Yeah.
I let it go. I put it out there and say, hey, hit me with your best shot, buddy, because I'm ready. And
yeah.
I might say I'm ready today, but really I'm not ready for 20 years. And that's when the universe says, ta-da, guess what you got?
Right. Well, and actually you said you were ready, and what you were was ready for the preparation.
Yep,
and
ready
so
for
the
lessons.
20 years was, yes, exactly. And so thank goodness you said that then. Or you'd just still be getting started now.
Ah, yeah. I told God more than 30 years ago, I'll be your tool. Use me.
Yeah. Yeah. So she started using you right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I don't care if I'm a pencil, an eraser, a shovel,
right.
or a hoe. And, and when I say this, see, people laugh when I say that. But that's what I said at the time because I was working in my garden. But,
okay.
yeah, you know, Mary Magdalene was a hoe.
It's okay. You understand exactly why you made my brain go where I'm telling you right now. So
oh, honey, you and I are joined at the hip in more ways than one.
There was a company that I was going to start, and but I just, you know, because I own Valet of the Dolls, which is a valet
right.
parking service, right? I love naming companies and stuff, so I was going to start the Garden Hose. But it was a gardening company, and I was talking about the garden, H-O-S-E, right? But it was
right.
going to be all female. But then I thought, no, it needs to be male and female, but we're all going to be wearing pink overalls, him too.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'd get to see the cute little truck. And so that, I did give the name to a friend who, I think she had it for a minute, but she's not doing it now. If anybody out there in the world wants to steal a really good name, go for it, like, you know, but make me proud, yo.
Yeah.
Make it upstanding and just, you know.
Make good
you
use
know,
of the name.
Yes, exactly. But it's a H-O-S-E now. Don't be the others.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay,
the
wait, how does that
hose.
Happen? How did that happen? How did that detour right there happen right now, just now?
Because somebody needed to hear it.
I apologize.
No, don't.
Oh my
don't
God.
Apologize. I think sometimes there's magic in the tangent.
Yes.
You go off script, and I mean, who wants a scripted life anyway?
Right. You know,
and manifesting, right. you know, the whole idea of this show is to talk about manifesting. And
that's
to me,
right.
manifesting is about creating dreams and making dreams come true.
Yeah,
and you, whoever hears this about the garden hose,
yeah,
H-O-S-E, is
that's
going
right.
to think, oh, she just gave me the greatest idea. And
exactly.
it's going, they're going to turn your thoughts that didn't manifest for you at that time, they're
right.
going to manifest this into something. And whoever creates a company called Garden Hose, H-O-S-E,
right.
with the pink coveralls and the nice little trucks and everything's going to look really classy, I
yes.
want you to send us a photo and talk
yes.
to us. Call the show when we're live again or
yes.
email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Reach out to us on Be Unique, whatever way you find us. Find Jillian Harris, Worldwide Metaphysical Services. Find Mary Brotherton. Whatever. Let us know.
Yeah.
We want to know. We'll do an article about you and Be Unique.
Big time.
Yes. I'm excited because I have so many chill bumps right now because somebody out there, maybe they may not hear this show for 6 months.
Yeah.
But when they hear this,
yeah.
the light bulb's going to go off, the bells are going to go ding, 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 ding.
I totally hire the garden hose. And it should be franchised. So just saying.
Yeah.
City to city.
I can see garden. I have my own personal garden gnome. And he's G-N-O-M-E.
Yes.
My friend, Gene, who is with me on the Take a Break with Gina Mary show right after this one at noon today, he he loves gardening as much as I do. And for various reasons, my garden got way out of hand last year. Bad back, bad feet, bad whatever. My body went into a shutdown mode so that my spirit could awaken.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Oh, I went through such a transition last year, and I feel like I'm 17 again, except for when I start moving 1,200 pounds of rock to do the landscaping, then my back says, you know what? You might think you're 17, but those days are long gone. You're,
right.
Or take some Advil and put some ice on it, and you know, right. call me in 3 days. We'll talk again. But Gene's a bit younger than I am, and
right.
he loves gardening as much as I do. And he said, "I just wish I could help you,
right.
so that you can continue doing what you're doing with Be Unique. I want to help you more, and I don't
right.
know how." I said, "Oh, I know how." I said, "Come help me pull weeds."
Right.
He said, "I never thought about that."
Yeah.
I said, "I'll pay you, dude. I'll pay you to help me." He said, "No, I'll do it for you as a donation. If you want to give the money to Be Unique, that's fine. But I'm donating my services to you so that you can stay doing what you do with Be Unique." I'm like,
"That's an awesome."
Because I was having one of those existential moments where, you know, the chicken and egg, the yard or the grass, or the company. You know, what do I do?
Right. Oh, got
And so
it.
He comes
yeah.
over once a week and helps pull weeds and put down mulch.
Wow.
And when we're done, it'll look great. Right. And it's been a process getting this finished.
Right.
So
oh, my God.
He's my living garden gnome.
I look forward to pictures of this.
Yeah. And this is manifesting. Absolute
yeah.
manifesting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
I sat down and I said, "Okay, journal, okay, universe, Gus, God, universe, spirit, this is what I want and this is what I need. I love working with my garden gnome, my living garden gnome who comes
yeah.
and helps me make my yard fantastic so that I don't have to worry about it. And I
yeah.
can spend more time on Be Unique, which is a nonprofit and therefore very helpful to the universe."
Right.
And with gratitude, Gene pops into my life and says, "How can I help?"
See?
Boom.
There it is.
And
oh
I just
God.
Go back to my journal and I click it off and I say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you."
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Amen to that. That's beautiful. That's exactly how it works. I love it. Well, yeah. I don't
yeah.
know where I'm going to end up with my bow and arrow, okay? To take us back to the beginning, but, you know, I won't be surprised when I get there and I go, "Wow, I never thought I would be in the jungles of Brazil with my bow and arrow, but here I
am."
You,
are you embedding Chrysocolla into it?
You know, yes, I am. Absolutely
you should.
Have to.
Absolutely you should. Yeah.
We'll need that power in all of its form.
I'm excited for you. I really am. And, you know, you don't need to do the naked and afraid. You can
no.
do whatever. But I love that that was your impetus.
Yeah.
That was your catalyst. And
yeah.
and you just started. And thankfully, I mean, I love you, Jill. I do. I love you to death. But
oh, I love you too.
I'm really grateful that you haven't posted any naked archery photos on Facebook.
Not
even
yet.
Even artfully done, you know that you, we don't want to take that allure away. We want to keep you.
Oh my gosh! Well, I'll do the
but
best.
But you know
I
what?
Can.
You could mm-hmm. you could get you a nice. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. You're not quite cocoa.
I'm for my goddess pictures.
You're not
my
quite cocoa colored. I'm trying to think what color you are. But you know, get you a nice flesh colored jumpsuit and yoga pants or whatever. Nobody will know the difference.
I like wearing leaves and whatnot.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm, yep. Your
Garden of Eden type.
Yep. I love goddess photos, and I've been wanting them for literally about 20 years. And so I just feel like, you know, that's this other part of me, but as the cougar that I am, we just get beautifuler and beautifuler, and so yeah, and I'm totally preparing to do photos with a bow and arrow.
I love it.
Yeah, but no, I won't be naked. I've already done some naked photos. We'll talk about that next time.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was actually very, it was my love to self butt naked photo shoot. And I would love to share that because it was about apologizing to my body for ever saying negative things about it and my journey to weight loss. You know, like you're fat, you're too this, you're too that. And it was a full-on amazing experience that has to do with the consciousness of water. But we can talk about that next time.
Okay. I'm actually going to put Catherine on hold. She hasn't said a word, but I'm going to put you on hold so that you don't speak because we have another caller coming in.
Oh, wow.
Hello there. Who is this?
Mystery person.
What? Mystery person, I think the call has just dropped.
It doesn't show that it dropped.
Oh, there they go. Okay, well, I can bring Catherine back. I guess I scared them off. All that naked talk. No, I tell you what, I have learned there is something absolutely magical about a woman's body and a man's body too, but women especially have all these curves, and the artist Ruben recognized that.
Yeah.
And he really portrayed that in a very artful way. And my current husband, Curtis, what I call him, my best husband,
yes.
He just makes me appreciate my own body because my body serves me well. I will never ever look like a Barbie doll. I don't have it in my genetic makeup. It's not.
Right.
Just like I will never have your complexion, Jillian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm me, you're you, and we are together, and we're each unique. And my husband has made me embrace every extra ounce on my body because he does. And if he can love me, why can't I? He was a real good instructor on my journey of self-love.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, you know. There are people who don't need to lose any weight. There are people who, you know, just doesn't matter which side of your alleged natural weight you are, but there are so many people who have body image issues. There it is. That's what I'm trying to go to. Body image issues, no matter where they are. And to be able to heal that stuff is urgent. And so that's why I did what I did. But my parents are majorly conservative, and I was able to show them these photos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
good.
So, I mean, you know, there are butterflies and flowers and stuff in all the right places.
I'll never forget the first time I went to Christmas Mass with with Curtis's parents. We were actually living in separate states. Talking about manifesting. I'll get into that another day. I totally manifested this man into my life. Didn't even know I was doing it. But he said, I know that, you know, while you're packing, I just want to remind you that if you go to church with my parents, they're very conservative.
Right.
And he said, I love the way you dress. I don't have anything, you know, there's nothing wrong with the way you dress, but just please bear that in mind.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means, but I'll figure it out. So I actually packed my karaoke dress for Christmas.
What's that mean?
Well, my karaoke dress was the one dress that I wore every Thursday night during my divorce period and my mourning period.
Yeah.
And I had this kind of plunging neckline, but it wasn't overly plunging. It was just enough. It was it was a Marilyn Monroe type wraparound dress, but it was red.
Oh, my goodness.
And that dress, me and Aretha Franklin, got me through my divorce.
Right.
Between the Chain of Fools and R-E-S-P-E-C-T, we got quite a few free beers and a lot of anxiousness and anger out of the way. So that I wore my karaoke. It was one of those dresses that had a uneven hem line. It was kind of like knee length on one side and down midi length on the other side.
Okay.
And so when I put it on, I actually carried an extra dress just in case. And I put that on to go to midnight mass. And I said, how does this pass muster? He goes, oh, my God. Yeah. He said, now
wow.
I want to go to church. But I was afraid it was going to be too much, you know, too much me. But no, he liked it and never, ever complained about my clothing. Never thought anything twice about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Chrysicola.
Oh, that. Great.
We have gone quite off the board today, but that's quite all right.
Yeah, we went everywhere.
I'm just delighted that Catherine called, and I hope that we've helped her. Did we, Catherine? Catherine must have us on hold. It's okay.
Yeah.
Or on mute.
Well, I look forward to seeing her email, and I'll let you know. You know, I hope to do a great consultation. I've been able to help folks in 30 minutes so that they never need me again.
I love it.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Did you give Catherine your email?
I did, but just in case, it's Jillian with a G, G-I-L-L-I-A-N, Harris, worldwide, at gmail.com. Jillian Harris, worldwide, at gmail.com.
And Catherine, if you cannot find her, reach out to me on Be Unique. It's easier. It's a little shorter. Maybe not be any easier. It's mary@bunike.org, and I will put you in touch with Jillian.
How do you spell that?
Mary.
That's a unique way of spelling Be Unique.
At B-U-N-E-K-E. You know, the day that we created that, Jennifer and I were having lunch, and we looked across the table at each other, spitballing names, brainstorming, trying to think of what would we call this digital magazine? It's just going to be a little short, you know, something to do in our old age kind of thing.
Right.
And we said, well, whatever we do, it has to be unique. Word for word, exactly the same words. We just, boom, whatever we do, it has to be unique.
Yeah.
Well, we knew that that was the name of the magazine, and we knew that we couldn't spell it like the phrase. It had to be one word. And we came up with this because we wanted the B to signify, you know, the I am statement. And the U is the U is capitalized, and it's larger than the rest of the word. And that's to highlight you, whomever we're talking to, you, Jillian, you, Catherine, you, Bob, you, Jean, you, George, you, Curtis, you, Kenny, you are the most important person right now because we are talking to you, but you be unique.
Right. There it is.
There it is.
Dang, that was great profundity.
It happens from time to time.
I love when those moments happen, and I know it was like electric when it happened and you realize you discovered the name.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and you tried not to
scream in a public space.
That's kind of how I felt the day that I discovered Jillian Harris.
Aw.
Seriously, you think I might be joking, but I'm not. I am full on serious.
So sweet of you. Like
when I got that press release about your book, and you and I started talking and emailing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there's my sister. Have we met before?
Yeah, right. There
Which, by the way, folks, is the name of Jillian's book. Have we met?
Right. Have we met? How to identify your reincarnated loved ones?
Yes.
There it
is. Folks, we are out of time. Somebody else just called in, and I am so sorry. I won't be able to get to you, because we're down to 47 seconds. This has been magnificent. Jillian,
truly.
Catherine, thank you both. Thank you, stranger, for calling in.
Yeah.
Please call back another time. Jillian is here the second Monday of every month, and that's where the magic happens. Bye.
Well, that was a fun show. Thanks for joining me, Jillian Harris.
I just love talking with you. I think you're just an amazing human being. I can't wait till next month when we get to talk about another aspect of manifesting. And I want to remind all of our listeners to tune in every Monday at 11 o'clock where we will talk about
another topic of manifesting. For instance, next week we're going to talk about why.